Yeah,
they did a nice job. I mean, that's a defense that's gotten better. They have a very talented defense, and you know, he took our first team unit right down the field for a 14 play touchdown drive. So that's what you'd want to see. He had great command of the huddle when he was in there. I thought he was playing well. It's just unfortunate that you know, he got rolled up on there.
You know, he missed the better part of 2 weeks. And came back, looked really good at practice in the game as well. Is that unusual for a young guy? I mean, I understand being sharp mentally, but physically to be that sharp?
Yeah, it can be. You know, it can be. But, you know, we'd expect him to come back and be a little rusty, but get it knocked off quickly. You know, he does a tremendous job preparing, staying involved. And I think that helps you when you do come back not to have as much rust. He's really, you know, he's thrown himself into the classroom. He's done everything he can do. It's just unfortunate, you know, a little bad luck for him right now, but that's something that he can't control. But he can control how hard he works in the room, you know, and how well he pays attention to practice and asks the right questions, and he's doing that.
Sorry for cutting you off.
That's okay.
Alex, we entered preseason thinking, okay, he's going to play extensively in 5 games. The first one obviously is canceled. He's had injuries. I mean, he's at 21 snaps, probably won't play this week. Who knows next week? He's missed practice time, too. How damaging is this to his development as a second-year guy, especially being a backup that might not get this opportunity in the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, but it's nothing that he could have avoided. That's, you know, so there's it is what it is, and we'll just keep him, you know, ready and keep him attentive in the classroom. And when he's ready to get back out there, you know, like he did last time, I expect him not to miss a beat.
Alex, from your standpoint as the quarterback's coach, what do you have to do to help Aaron make sure he and Jordy get the work they need, whether it's, you know, game reps, practice reps, whatever the case may be?
The biggest thing is just to, you know, to encourage those things. You know, for example, today during one of our periods where it's more quarterback fundamentals, I took the young guys and worked them through some fundamentals and let him spend some one-on-one time with Jordy throwing individual routes. And, you know, as much as that as we can do to get those two together, and I think it'll accelerate their, you know, their reunion.
I get the impression that Aaron doesn't, not that he's unwilling, but he doesn't really feel like the preseason games help him that much. And maybe it's more about what it does for everybody else to be on the field with him. But what do you want to get out of the game against the 49ers from Aaron's perspective, both for him and for the guys that are on the field with him?
You know, if he does go, which we don't ever do, you know, play time until later in the week, so that has not been determined. But you know, what you're looking for at any time you put him out there is just going to be, you know, how the other guys react. You know, the new guys, you know, Ripkowski getting to play with him for the first time extensively, Jared Cook, you know, Ty Montgomery coming back now after missing the time. Just for those guys to feel the stress of, you know, what it's like to play and the expectations that come from the offense with him. So that's kind of the things that I think that he may not get stuff out of it, but other guys will definitely feel it.
In a way, Alex, do you hope he would get hit in this game?
You know, as an ex-player, I think, yeah, you do want to take some hits just to get that, you know, okay, it's over with now. I remember what that's like. But as a coach, no, I don't want him to get hit. But, you know, that's part of the game, and, you know, he's been hit before, he'll get hit again.
So when you would get your first hit of the preseason, you were pleased about that as a player?
In a sick way, yeah. I think all quarterbacks are, you know, especially, you know, I remember playing in games where you're nervous and then you get your, you know, the crap knocked out of you and all of a sudden you're not nervous anymore. You're fired up and ready. So sometimes it helps.